Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's have a look at films and TV as well. The past 12 months have seen some incredible stuff released. Might be Rogue One, A Star Wars Story that you like. Might be Arrival, Deadpool. So many brilliant films on at the movies. And now a chance, of course, to vote for the very best. It is the Three Empire Awards. It's taking place on the 19th of March, and it celebrates the very best in movies and TV. Let's catch up with the editor of Empire Magazine, Terry White. Morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
Lovely, thank you. Thanks for your company. Brilliant time of the year, this, to celebrate everything we've seen on the big screen and the small screen for the past 12 months.
It really is, yeah. You know, you've got your big major award ceremonies, but we think the ones that really matter, of course, are the three Empire Awards.
Now, you've done the shortlist this morning. So nominations revealed for the Three Empire Awards 2017. How have these shortlists been drawn up?
So entirely on fans' vote, which actually make us completely unique. We're the only people at all who are just done from film fan vote. So we truly are the fans' awards.
Right, so it's all about the fans and what they like. And Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, is leading the field. 9 nominations, including Best Actress and Best Film as well. Was this to be expected, Terry?
I think so. And, you know, I think Star Wars and films like Star Wars often get a bad deal at some of the big awards ceremonies. They're often not up to the big gongs. But at the Empire Awards, it's absolutely, they're up for a lot of major ones, including Best Actress and Best Film, which are, you know, two of the biggest awards you can get. And our readers love Star Wars, and it was, you know, the biggest film of last year. So we think it's richly deserved.
It's interesting, the last few months have seen the release of Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Arrival's not that old, and La La Land as well. Three massive films sort of followed on from each other, but very, very different films from each other. Each have got a lot of nominations.
Yeah. So Rogue One has 9, the other two have 5. And you also have things like Deadpool and Captain America Civil War in there, also with 5 noms, which were much earlier in the year. But again, you know, you've got these fan favourites right up there against these big Hollywood hitters. It's a really, really interesting shortlist this year.
So the best film, the 5 that have been shortlisted here, Hunt for the Wilder People, which I know you absolutely love, Arrival, La La Land, Rogue One and Deadpool. Now, I haven't seen Hunt for the Wilder People, but I watched La La Land at the weekend and I thought, oh, I'm not going to like this much. You know, the missus took me along to it. I absolutely loved it. It was almost a brilliant rom-com.
It is. And it's, you know, in this time of difficulty, I think we all need a bit of joy in our lives. And there is no more joyful cinema experience at the moment than La La Land, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I love that you love that film. Good on your wife.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a superb musical, and the way it's shot is absolutely superb. And I also watched, I'm a little bit late to quite a few of these, I watched Arrival last week. And again, I was similarly blown away just by the way it was filmed.
Yeah, I mean, beautiful cinematography, incredible score. And, you know, Amy Adams is a brilliant actress and has never won kind of a big Best Actress gong. And she actually got snubbed at the Oscars this year, which is a huge deal. We were really happy that actually at the Empire Awards, at the 3 Empire Awards, she was rightly nominated by our readers, because I think it's probably her best performance yet.
So is Best Film, is that the big category for the 3 Empire Awards? Is that the one that they all want to win?
I think it is, really. I think, you know, you've got the individual best actor, best actress, but I think really it's all about the best film. And, you know, the films you just read out, Hunt for the Wilder People, Arrival, La La, Rogue One, Deadpool, you couldn't get a more diverse group of films. So I think it's going to be really interesting seeing which ones the readers of Empire decide is the winner.
Yeah, best actor includes Ryan Gosling for La La Land, Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea. That's a film that's also taking the world by storm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, probably one of the year's most devastating films, and Casey Affleck in putting one of the year's best performances. And, you know, again, he's up against the likes of Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool, Benedict Cumberbatch for Doctor Strange, and Eddie Redmayne for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So, you know, completely different performances, completely different films, but, you know, all really, really incredible films, incredible performances, all given recognition by the fans today.
So, Terry, how do you go about organising the big night itself? I presume you try and get as many of the famous faces as possible involved at the 3 Empire Awards.
We do. We invite them all along, and, you know, keep our fingers crossed. Oscars night, but we've had some incredible guests in the past, including Matt Damon, Tom Cruise, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Emma Thompson, Helen Mirren. This is, you know, really one of those awards that's attended by the great and good of the film industry. So we're really excited to watch the 19th at the Roundhouse in London this year to see who comes along to pick up their gongs.
Yeah, so a brand new venue for you as well, Camden's Roundhouse then.
It is, yes. So we've been on Park Lane in London for years, dead fancy, but we thought we'd mix it up this year a little bit. It's one of London's most exciting venues. It's all new this year and we can't wait.
Do you get to go on stage and hand out a few awards there, Terry?
I do. I like a turn, I can't lie. So I enjoy the evening very much. It's it's really good for the industry to be able to come together. We're kind of at the end of the awards season, so people love to come and let their hair down and have a good time with Empire. We know how to have a good time.
Yeah, I bet you do. So you sort of categorise yourself as being at the end of the awards season.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that obvious with how the awards sort of materialise and how they're voted for?
I think so. I think what we often see is people or films that haven't got the recognition elsewhere. I think the fans sometimes think, oh God, why didn't that film or that actor or actress get that recognition that we think they deserve? And so often we'll find those people really come through in the voting for Empire Awards. So things like Rogue One, things like Deadpool, and things, you know, like Amy Adams, The Arrival. I think people see it as a chance to right some wrongs, and we love to be able to help them do that.
I like the fact as well you've sort of split it up into the different categories, like best comedy, best horror, best thriller, for example. It's as simple as that in many ways.
It really is. And, you know, those genres are really important. And sometimes it's difficult to judge certain films against each other when you look at some of the kind of films that are in the same categories at BAFTA or at the Oscars. You know, you realise how important those genres are and how different and difficult those films can be to judge against each other. So we talk them all out. And even within those categories, you see an incredible kind of breadth and diversity. And for us, it's just one massive celebration of everything that's brilliant about film and TV. So it's a great opportunity to celebrate all of those films.
Yeah, let's not forget TV as well. You've got a shortlist there. Sherlock, Westworld, The Night Manager, which was outstanding, I thought. Stranger Things and Game of Thrones. They're your final five for the best TV series. What would take it for you, Terry?
Well, I mean, Game of Thrones has won a couple of times at the Empire Awards, but I wonder if we might see a little upset this year. I think The Night Manager, as you've said, has been huge and kind of real swell of support, especially in the UK. And that's what I love about this category this year. In a world where, you know, American dramas have often dominated, we've got The Night Manager, we've got Sherlock, kind of going toe-to-toe with Westworld and Game of Thrones and Stranger Things. So I think it's a really exciting mix. And will it be Stranger Things, which has been huge on Netflix, or will it be a good old traditional BBC drama? We shall see.
Watch this space. Right, so the nominations are out there. Is there still a chance for people to vote until the end of February?
There is. So we've reopened the voting so that people can vote now for the winner, which is at empireonline.com/awards2017. And we want to have those voices heard. I mean, how bad are they going to feel if their film doesn't win and it will be all their fault?
Yeah, don't feel bad, but it's all your fault. Terry, it sounds absolutely brilliant. The Three Empire Awards 2017 takes place at the 19th of March at Camden's Roundhouse. Superb stuff. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Steve Hoddesall's Kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.